Chapter 38. Location: Merlin's Ravine in Snowy Canyon. Merlin had many favorite places to spend his time, but more and more he was liking the warm weather and dry desert-type scenery. As he stood holding a dog leash, he was dealing with one of his latest projects, a very obstinate, misbehaving dog that was killing birds. The dog's latest kill was a dearly beloved yellow cockatiel named Sunny. The naughty Irish setter was named Whittlesby and could run faster than a greyhound. In fact, it was at the greyhound dog track that Merlin ran into the dog's owner. He had begged Merlin to correct his dog's unacceptable behavior, especially since he was a racing champion at the track and making his owner a lot of money. The community greyhound racetrack was going out of business and decided to add any dog breed that could keep up with the greyhounds. That proved to be a crowd pleaser, especially when Whittlesby entered the scene. It didn't take long because he was beating out all of the greyhounds and winning every race. However, as if he developed a dog ego from all of his winnings, he had become ill-behaved and totally out of control. When he saw a bird anywhere near the track, he stalked it like a cat. Sometimes in the middle of a race, if he saw a bird sitting on a post, he'd skid to a stop, dart, leap, and cause total pandemonium. Merlin, who had been out of the animal correction business for quite some time, accepted the challenge since the dog owner was a fellow Englishman of nobility and Merlin was bordering on boredom.
"Give me a week, Timothy," Merlin said. "But remember, you owe me one."
"Anything, Governor," Timothy said, handing the leash over to Merlin. "My wife said the dog has got to go. He ate her 20-year-old cherished Sonny. Of course, I have to choose my wife, even though Whittlesby is one in a million."
"Well, maybe the dog needs to have a taste of his own medicine. Shouldn't taken me that long," Merlin said, staring at the dog through his extra curly furrowed brows. He patted the dog's head.
Merlin didn't want to jump to conclusions, although his experience already told him the answer. The dog was just undisciplined. He would start with the talking stage since he was a master at dog. He circled the dog with his staff, and poof, they returned to Snowy Canyon to his favorite place between two tall pinnacles. Merlin started speaking dog to Whittlesby. The dog was most rude and refused to check in on the dog wavelength as if he was too good to chat with Merlin. That shifted Merlin into Plan B. Merlin sat down on the flat stone shaped like a chair in the ravine and pulled the dog close to him. Whittlesby sat and appeared bored.
"This is your last chance to talk to me. Man's best friend? I think not." Merlin reached into his sleeve of his shiny old velvet robe and produced his wand.
The Irish setter cocked his head and almost looked like his lips were smirking.
"No," Merlin said. "You don't have a clue what I'm about to do to you, do you?"
Whittlesby groaned, licked his chops, and yawned as Merlin closed his eyes and started his incantation.
"Imbecilic species on all fours, feel the rush of revolving doors. Find your paws bending round, claws replacing without a sound. Spread those wings and flap them hard. You've just been hoisted by your own petard."
Merlin took a breath and added, "Oh, I just love Shakespeare." He waved his wand around and around Whittlesby's head as the transformation started.
His floppy reddish ears stood up straight and his nose pulled back flat, causing his eyes to bug out and relocate on his face. What happened next looked painful to Merlin, so he looked away but kept moving his wand round and round. Whittlesby started barking. Then the barking changed to a squawking, and that changed to a hooting. Merlin opened his eyes, and there, standing on the ground, was a chubby, if not overstuffed, barn owl, complete with over-feathered talons.
"What have I done?" Merlin said in horror. "This is not a cockatiel. Egads, what a conundrum."
"Hoot, hoot, hooty hoot," the owl said.
"Not at all attractive either, I dare say," Merlin commented.
He raised his robed hand, and the owl was suddenly perched on his arm where Merlin could get a better look.
"What's with your left eye?"
The bird looked more like a comedian than a wise old owl. It had huge, soupy yellow eyes that filled up his whole face. Even though he attempted to look important, standing all puffed up, his left eye kept wandering off to one side like an iguana searching for danger. The only time both eyes worked together was when the owl fixed his gaze on Merlin. Merlin held back a chuckle as he stared at the nocturne's feathery skirts hiding huge talons. He looked more like he was squatting on a nest of eggs.
"This will not do," Merlin said. "No offense, but you have got to go. Oh, what to do? What to do?"
Merlin stared at the owl as the owl kept turning his head halfway around as if he was looking for the answer, too.
"I best use the ancient Ohuyu to change you back into a dog."
Merlin hunted around in his left sleeve.
"Ohuyu, where are you?" "Ah."
He pulled out a large, tarnished silver wheel from the sleeve of his faded burgundy robe.
"I haven't used this for a very long time."
He turned it around in his hands.
"Oh, I just haven't needed it since I never make mistakes."
He blinked at the owl, and the owl attempted to blink back. Both stared at each other, and the owl's wandering eyes stopped wandering.
"This calls for drastic measures," Merlin said to the owl. "This wheel will undo what I just did. The Ohuyu will turn back time, and I can undo the spell. That's why it's called the Old Wheel of Hazards Outcome Undone. Now, how does this thing work again? Let me think. Merlin, think."
Merlin stared at the owl, whose hoot almost sounded like squats.
"Oh, now I remember. I need to rest the wheel on the object I am changing back."
Merlin raised his elbow and motioned to the owl to move up to his upper arm.
"Now bend down. This will be over with soon. Bend down."
The owl groaned at the weight of the wheel resting on his back as Merlin strained to hold it firmly in place. With his other hand, he gave it a hard spin, then another whirl for good measures. Noisy crackling and flying sparks started sailing out of the wheel, causing the owl to jerk open his wings.
"Easy, boy, take it easy,"
then Merlin gasped.
"Ah, this is most grim."
The flying sparks suddenly caught some of the owl's wing feathers on fire. "Hoot, hoot!" the owl screamed. Merlin quickly spit on the fire and it went out.
"See, no harm done."
But the wheel kept spinning faster, picking up speed, vibrating and sparking out of control. All of a sudden it stopped, backed up two clicks, stopped again, and started spinning in the opposite direction.
"I remember this is a good sign," he reassured the wide-eyed owl.
He struggled to hold the wheel in place.
It means that it is reversing the spell.
Squawk!
Woof! Woof! See? It's working.
The wheel spun faster and faster and started glowing brighter and hotter and hotter.
Oh, oh, Merlin said, unable to hold on to the blistering hot wheel. Ow, 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 ye gods!
Without warning, the owl flapped his wings frantically and squawked hysterically. A wind generated from the powerful beatings ignited his feathers and his wings burst into flames.
Hot! Oh, very hot!
Merlin yelled, knocking the red-hot wheel off the owl. He slapped madly at the flames on the sleeves of his robe and then whacked the owl over and over to put out the flaming bird.
Squawk! Screech! Screech! Squawk!
The owl kept screaming. All of a sudden, a cloud burst from overhead, pouring over both like the dumping of a 5-gallon bucket of water over a coach's head at a football game. Merlin was drenched and the owl was reduced to ashes on the ground. But the wheel was still spinning wildly, and Merlin ducked to avoid the collision. He waved his scorched, soggy sleeve and the wheel went spinning off into the atmosphere, still glowing red hot. Merlin looked down at his feet and there sat a charred Irish setter that appeared like a phoenix from the ashes. He stared at the dog's wandering left eye.
Bloody hell!